It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley is gearing up for its annual Santa Paws event on Saturday, November 23rd. Here to tell us more is Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley, and Michael Landingham, a former contestant on The Voice, who will be joining me as one of the judges in the pet costume contest at this event. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much. We're both excited to be here.
Jill, start by telling us about the programs and services you currently offer at the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley.
Well, as you know, as one of our dear favorite clients, we have three main programs and services. We offer low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccination for animals in the community, as well as a cruelty investigation program and a humane education program.
So how can community members qualify for low-cost or additional assistance?
I love this question because you just have to exist. There's no qualification requirement. So we're always low-cost, Monday through Friday, and then the Saturdays that we're open, which is the first and third Saturday of each month. However, if you come in and you still are getting the low cost prices, but you're experiencing maybe a job loss, reduced hours, and you're a little bit stressed out about paying, we do have additional programs and services that you might just need to ask about, and we can give them out easily, or there might be requirements like being a senior or income requirements. So low cost always, but you can always ask for extra help and qualify for more.
You mentioned that I was a client, and that is correct. Three of my cats were spayed or neutered at HSSBV.
Right.
Tell us about the humane education you offer.
So this is so interesting. I came from working in sports. So I thought maybe it was just like a really cute, like we bring some puppies to a classroom photo op, not knowing about this fascinating study called The Link, where any violent criminal, like maybe someone who's been a mass murderer, or the kind of thing you're going to watch like a documentary on Netflix on, their first act of violence is always on an animal and always as a child. So the thinking of humane education is you can get to them before that act of violence, break the link, and teach them about kindness and compassion to animals, to each other. But we also cover things just like safety around animals and about, you know, treating the environment in our community appropriate.
What are some of the signs that an animal might be being abused, and how should someone report suspected animal cruelty to the Cruelty Investigation Department?
The first thing I would say is to always go with your gut. So if you're just in a situation at a park, you're at home, and you're just unsure, then you can just call. There's no right or wrong. So if you just have a feeling like you have concern for a pet, you can always call and our officers can walk you through what the signs are to look for. But major signs are being able to see their bones because they're malnourished. If you see a dog tied up all day, not tethered in the sun, doesn't have access to food and water, or actual, you know, wounds, those are always the main signs that you want to look for that a pet needs more help. And they can't speak for themselves, so we have to speak for them.
You have a story about you saw a dog hauling a tire one time. Tell us about that.
Right. So I'd only worked at the Humane Society not very long. We were doing a garage sale and a man was walking his dog and there was a rope and like a full on tire that the dog was dragging. And I knew it was probably animal abuse, but I couldn't even understand what was happening because it didn't make any sense. And then the officers explained to me it's probably a case where the dog is involved in dog fighting and it's actually like a way to train and build muscle, which just completely blew my mind. So disturbing.
What areas do you serve?
So it's basically the Inland Empire, San Bernardino County specifically, but if you're a little farther out of those areas, I would still recommend calling us. Worst case scenario, if we can't help you, we're going to connect you to the agency that can. So think San Bernardino County, but know that we can help you if you're outside also.
This is a question that I ask every time I have someone involved in animal welfare in, but it just doesn't seem to sink in with some people. Mm-hmm. So I got to keep asking it until it does. Why is it so important to spay and neuter our pets?
I mean, the pet overpopulation crisis, especially if you're just thinking about your own community with cats right now, you're probably noticing an uptick in like stray or feral cats in your area. It's just so out of control. And it's so preventable, and it's so easily, we could help these animals have homes and not be on the streets, but it's just taking that extra step, doing your due diligence as a pet owner. But even aside from that, you're protecting your pet from so many diseases and illnesses when you do spay and neuter them. It just doesn't make any sense not to at this point.
I just want to clarify, earlier I had said that three of my cats had been spayed and neutered at HSSBV. I just want to make sure that everyone understands, all of my cats are spayed or neutered,
right.
But three of them were specifically spayed and neutered at HSSBV.
A good clarification point. Yeah.
Jill, as we head into the holiday season, what are some things pet owners should be aware of?
Oh, it's so tricky at the holidays. So you want to remember that we enjoy the holidays differently than pets do. So they might not necessarily want to wear a costume. Now, I'm not here to say on the radio not to put your pet in a costume, but you do want to remember to limit the amount of time that you put them in it, get the pictures and let them be comfortable again. But it's things like, is your pet microchipped? If not, it should be done immediately. If they are, you never know. You need to double check and make sure your information's up to date, because opening the door for trick-or-treaters, opening the door at Thanksgiving or Christmas are so many opportunities for pets to get loose. And so you want to remember you're able to easily get them back if that were to happen. In addition to just being mindful that human food is not pet food, and a lot of like poinsettias, different things that you're bringing out at the holidays can be toxic to animals. So you just have to be a little extra careful, kind of like if you have a baby or a toddler.
I'm speaking with Jill Henderson, Director of Development and Outreach for the Humane Society of the San Bernardino Valley, and Michael Landingham, a former contestant on The Voice, who will be joining me at their annual Santa Paws event on Saturday, November 23rd. We are going to be judging the pet costume contest together. Tell us about this event.
Okay, this is going to be so much fun. So the people come with their pets dressed better than like I dress. They're full out. They're ready for these pictures with Santa. But your guys' part specifically, well, first you, Pepper, are going to be leading our group in the pet and pet parent line dancing class, which was a huge hit at our Walk for the Animals a couple years ago. So I'm so excited to bring that back. And immediately following that at 11 o'clock, we're going to have the pet contest. So there's best dressed female, best dressed male, most holiday spirit, and best trick. And you guys better be ready, because competition is stiff. And people get really into it. It's a harder job than it sounds like.
It really is. Like, I remember last year going, how do I choose?
Right. But we can only have one winner, so you have to.
What are you most looking forward to at this event, Michael?
Yeah, I'm excited to see some cute dogs and some cute costumes.
Is any pre-registration required ahead of time for this event?
No, we keep it so simple. So all you have to do is show up at Santa Paws. You're going to register for your photos when you arrive. If you're interested in the pet contest, then you're going to stop by and register for that. It's $5 per pet per category. And other than that, everything else is just laid out, like the vendors, the food, the activities for you to enjoy. No pre-registration required.
What kinds of pets are invited to take photos with Santa?
That's such a great question, because they all are. So traditionally we have dogs. If your cat is of the temperament that you think in the room with Santa, it's just Santa and the photographer and some of Santa's helpers. So the room is quiet. So we're well versed in working with cats. Some people just bring their cat and they don't want to take it out of, you know, like their little carrier. That works too. So you want to keep in mind, what's the comfort level of my pet? But we've had lizards, bearded dragons, snakes, a horse, a mini horse. So if you're, you know, going to bring something larger in size, like a horse, I'd say give us a call just so we can make sure we can work out the timing. But no pet's going to be turned away. They're all welcome. And children, human children, too.
How else can the community support the Humane Society, either by donations or volunteering or anything else? How else can the community support the Humane Society, either by donations or volunteering or anything else?
It's so easy. So if you can attend any one of our events, that's always really helpful and it's mutually beneficial. So you're making a donation, but you're getting something back in return. We'll always just take cash donations and you get in return the warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart and a letter for your taxes. But if you're not in a position to do that, we understand. So you can do things like volunteer your time or even just drop off, if you read the newspaper, your old newspaper, so we can line the cages with it, clean out your house and give us your old towels. There's a wish list on our website that really outlines the easy, almost free ways that you can support us, as well as the more, you know, contributions that are financial.
Give us your website one more time.
HSSBV.org.
And anything else you think we should know?
I just want to let everybody know that I've seen Michael perform live, and it's phenomenal. And I wanted to ask him to be part of the event, but I was too scared. And then he offered before I had to. So thank you, Michael.
Absolutely. I'm so excited.
You don't want to miss it.
Thank you so much for coming in today. And I hope Santa Paws on Saturday, November 23rd is a huge success.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!